Tubby Smith, head basketball coach for the University of Kentucky Wildcats. Welcome to a day of magnificent athletes, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 129 on 84 WHAS.
Today's comprehensive pain-controlled network coverage of Kentucky Derby 129 is sponsored in part by Top Line Communications. Now, from the 84 WHAS Derby Broadcast Center on the rooftop of historic Churchill Downs, here are Paul Rogers and Bob Sukoler.
That rumble you may be feeling is not an earthquake. It's actually thousands of people making their way to Churchill Downs. After what seems like almost 3 weeks of parties, a balloon race, a parade, and celebrity sightings, the day many have been waiting for has arrived. Under cloudy skies and a chill in the air, this is Derby Day 129. Among the people out and about today is our own Terry Miners.
My first celebrity comes from way across the pond in Glasgow, Scotland, Colonel Jack Patrick. Hello, Colonel Jack.
Hi there.
So you earned the title of Colonel as an honorary Kentuckian, is that right?
I sang at the Welcome Center on I-65. Exit 2 last year during Tourism Week.
Is that right? So you mean cars pull in, weary travelers in their cars, and you're standing there at the entrance ramp, they're trying to, hey, buddy, I'm trying to get to the restroom.
The funniest thing that happened was an American guy walked in and he looked at me and he said, am I in the right place?
He thought he'd driven to Scotland.
Yeah.
So you've heard about Glasgow, Kentucky.
I'm going there, yes.
You have to visit there.
I do, yes.
I think it's all Scottish, you know.
Yes.
100% population. Any non-Scots are chased out of town
That's
with a pitchfork and fire.
Yes.
Would you mind singing a little bit for us?
Certainly
here?
Not.
Love
no.
to hear it. Go right
okay.
ahead.
Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming, well, I sit by your side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming.
That is so beautiful. Thanks, and welcome back to Kentucky. You're here for 6 weeks to do what?
Enjoy myself.
Oh, man, that's a great gig. You have a pocket full of money or you're just lucky? People, you sing and they just feed you and take care of you. Is that the way that works?
That's it. Something like that.
Life is sweet, isn't it? I think we're going to elevate you from a colonel to a general. How's that sound?
Great.
And you can pick up the last name Electric and you'll really be impressive. General Electric.
Thank you very much.
You, Colonel.
Thank you.
For Derby 129, I'm Terry Miners.
Cindy Sullivan.
I have just met a beautiful young lady in a stunning outfit. Her name is Shayna Boudreaux. And where are you from, Shayna?
I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
And this is your first Derby?
Yes, it is.
Now, tell me about this outfit you've got on.
Well, I have a hat with roses and peacocks with feathers and a little pink dress.
And I love your bag, too.
Thank you. And pink shoes to match.
Do you have your Derby pick already?
I do. I chose what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's got that ass what I'm talking about. Thanks a bunch, Shayna. Okay, this is Cindy Sullivan. I'm down here in the grandstands on your official Derby station, 84 WHAS.
All right, just doing a little moving here. Our boss brought some food up for Paul Rogers and placed it.
How come it's moving in front of your face then?
But temporarily. I plan not on touching this. This is just simply to keep it off of his program.
Okay.
Because
I don't trust it in front of you. Let's get moved. Right now, back over here.
I wasn't going to eat it. No, come on, Paul. All right.
Yeah, I'm in turn three.
Oh, no.
This is just getting stupid right here.
Uh-oh.
We are in turn three, right? If you look for the little skull and crossbones, the flag, the black flag. We got these guys. Last year, y'all were the, Uncle Sam's?
That's right. But we've got international people here. I want to say the Burpil is here.
All right, man.
The Burpil.
Glow in the dark. What was that? Come here. I think that was go away. And what's your name?
I'm DJ.
How you feeling?
I feel pretty good, thank you.
Hey, where are you guys from?
Atlanta, but previously South Africa.
All right, man. Well, cool. Have some fun. I know these guys are right in the third turn here. The water is out of their little pool now. Hey, Pat Day, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I'm a little lost. I can't find the stables, but hopefully I'll get there.
Rabbit. Okay. Hey, thanks, Pat Day. Good luck a little bit later.
Hey, good luck, guys. Bet the 7 horse, 10 cents a shine.
All right, man. Yeah, say your name real quick.
Kevin Donnelly.
You having a good time?
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you drunk?
Not quite yet.
All right, he's working on it, man. Derby 129, Tony Vannetti in the infield.
And those are the most sober people that are out there. Holy smokes.
It's Orlando Tubby Smith. Hello, Coach.
No, Terry, I think you have the most famous voice. Okay, but thank goodness you've got a face made for radio, too, believe me.
I'm milking it for all I can, Tubby.
You're doing
you know
a good
that.
Job, too.
Well, that was an unbelievable season. First off, congratulations. I think you collected every award that they hand out.
Well, I didn't collect it, obviously, and I appreciate that, Terry. Thank you so much. It's been a real... it's been a spectacular season, obviously, with the guys doing everything we've asked them to do, and every award that we've ever received, Coaching the Year awards, is because of my great staff.
Well, how do you deal with the horses?
I'm not any good with the horses, but I'm with some great people here, you know, and I came up with Dudley Webb and Martha Lane Collins, a former governor, and her husband, Dr. Bill, so we're... You know, they'll give me a lot of guidance, good. And they have every year.
Does Donna pick the horse as well?
No, but I let her pick them anyway.
She's pretty anyway.
That's right.
She looks good on Millionaire's Row. Congratulations. I'm glad you're here for 8 years. Will you go beyond that 8 years that you have in this new deal?
Let me get to one
Come
year,
on.
Terry. Easy peasy. Let me just get through 1 year of it.
Look, you're only 30 years old now. You'll be 38 when that deal's over.
I hope so, man. I hope you're right.
I hope it's a lifetime deal.
I hope so, too.
Great to see you, Tubby.
Thank you, Terry.
Tubby Smith, upstairs on the top here on Millionaire's Row. Here on 84 WHAS.
Where are you, down at somewhere within the stands there, John Ziegler?
Bob, I'm actually in the clubhouse. It's a very big difference between the clubhouse and the grandstand, as you know. In the grandstand, you sit on benches, and in the clubhouse, you pay a lot of money to sit on aluminum chairs. So it's a very big difference. And I'm about 50 yards from the finish line. In the front row of the third floor of the clubhouse is an absolutely gorgeous day out here. My very first derby. And I decided to create a commentary using the names of all of the derby horses. So I figured I'd share that with you during my first report ever from Derby 129. As you know, 2003 began with many accusing President Bush of being an empire maker. But as it turned out, he was simply leading us to a time when peace rules. We went into Iraq with the Eye of the Tiger and started with a super blitz called Shock and Awe, which caused things to get awfully wild. We said to Saddam Hussein, "You are out of here," and proceeded to track down those on our list of 10 most wanted. Although not on that list was Baghdad Bob, because he had provided the funny side of the war. All of this reminded us why it was refreshing to have a president who came from the Lone Star Sky rather than one who was likely to be involved in a domestic dispute. Of course, the Dixie Chicks disagreed and caught a lot of scrimshaw while getting little support from their friends in country music, not even from Vince, their buddy Gil. Soon, the Dixie Chicks may be reduced to washing shoes for 10 cents a shine. The only thing that could have been worse for the Dixie Chicks would have been to have been found acting like floozies in a jacuzzi with Brancusi. The Chicks did once have a hit song called Cowboy Take Me Away, but many wouldn't mind if they were run out of town now on an Indian Express. It may sound like I've been discussing current events, but it's really Derby 129. That's what I'm talking about. From the clubhouse, I'm John Ziegler for your official Derby station, 84 WHAS.
Okay, people are falling over this curb. Hey, young lady, what's your name?
I'm Katie Beck. Yesterday.
Oh, we're right by the line. Thank you. What is your name?
I'm Reagan Van Bogart.
And you are?
Amanda.
And you having a good time?
Yeah, you met us at Ruby Tuesdays.
We did?
Yeah, you kissed me and you fell on top of me.
Oh, hey. Hope my wife's listening. There we go. We had a good time. She's just playing. What's your name, young lady?
Rachel.
Having a good derby?
I really have to pee.
Okay. Have you made any money yet?
I haven't even betted.
I know. That's the thing. No one even tries to bet down here. It's hilarious. The infield. How you doing, jockey? I can't believe it. This is the second interview with you. I can't believe I ran into the same person twice in the infield. What's up, bud?
I still haven't found a paddock. My horse is a little lonely. It's going off in about an hour.
Right.
But hopefully I'll find it. Everything should be under control. Hey. Don't tell D-Wayne I've been drinking.
All right, I won't. Pat Day's back here. He's a little tall for Pat Day, but he's been drinking.
Actress Sean Young, born in Louisville, I know that.
Yeah.
How are you, darling? Born in a backseat of a Greyhound bus, or is that an Allman Brothers song?
No, Jefferson County Hospital.
Oh,
there you go.
How'd the Mint Jubilee go last night?
It went really, really well. We got good rehearsal in yesterday, so I didn't get to go to the Oaks, but now I'm here. I just got here, and
hey, girl.
I'm going to enjoy myself.
Larry King is here. He, in fact, rarely misses the Derby.
I like, that's what I'm talking about, number four in a Derby.
Bo Derek, well, she seems undecided.
You know, I haven't quite decided, but I'm hearing buzz. We went backside this morning, and 10 most wanted is sort of the buzz I'm getting.
Tammy Faye is making her first trip to the big race.
10 most wanted is, he's my horse, because I've had two husbands in prison.
Pace rules on the inside, a narrow lead. Funny Side is close. Empire Maker, and here comes Eye of the Tiger fourth. It is Funny Side with a narrow lead. Funny Side over Peace Rules with Empire Maker third. It's Funny Side coming to the wire. Funny Side, the New York bred, trying to win it. We come to the wire, and Funny Side wins it close for second with Peace Rules and Empire Maker, and that's what I'm talking about, close to be fourth. Funny Side comes home under Jose Santos at odds of 12 to 1.